Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, Ma azmara ahadun shay'an illa zahara fi falatat lisanihi wa safahat wajhi. Whenever a person conceals a thing in his heart, it manifests itself through unintentional words of his tongue and in the expressions of his face. In this profound hikmah, Imam Ali alayhi salam illuminates an academically studied subject that finds relevance in today's world, known as facial emotion and expression recognition, or facial macro-expression analysis, as well as statement analysis or verbal content analysis. First, we must clarify that Islam does not agree with what is commonly referred to as physiognomy, which claims to establish a connection between a person's outward appearances and their inner characteristics. This knowledge dates back to ancient times and was practiced during certain historical periods. Some argue that its earliest known practice can be traced back to the 5th century BC in Athens, where even Aristotle referred to the concept of relation between appearance and character. Even in the mid-19th century, physiognomy was used in some parts of the world, particularly in criminology, to identify potential criminals based on their facial and body features. This approach aimed to imprison individuals believed to be prone to committing crimes before they had the opportunity to do so. These kinds of projects and studies have led to the killing and enslavement of many innocent people throughout history solely based on their appearance. One of the prominent group that fell victim to these approaches were the black-skinned African population. The crimes they experienced were truly tragic and devastating, and even today they continue to face struggles in various parts of the world. In today's era, with the advancements in AI technology, there are companies that utilize facial images obtained through social media for marketing purposes. They extract various personal information from these images, which can then be used for targeted advertising on different social media platforms. Certainly, human beings endowed with free will have the ability to change their characteristics through the power of their will, regardless of what their appearances or DNA may suggest about them. However, what our beloved Imam is conveying in this hikmah is something that is scientifically approved and utilized in today's world, namely facial emotion and expression recognition, commonly known as facial micro-expression analysis. Macro-expressions are brief and involuntary facial expressions that occur in response to emotion and are challenging to consciously control. Through the analysis of these subtle facial movements and expressions, experts can attempt to identify signs of deception or hidden emotions. The words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam not only pertain to connect between facial expressions and one's emotion and traits, but it also emphasizes that unguarded speech can unveil what an individual is attempting to hide or conceal. This concept aligns with the practice of statement analysis or verbal content analysis, which is employed as an interrogation method in the present world. There are also some of the verses of Quran and narrations which refer to these concepts. For example, in the Hikmah 40, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, لِسَانُ الْعَاقِلِ وَرَاءَ قَلْبِهِ وَقَلْبُ الْأَحْمَقِ وَرَاءَ لِسَانِهِ. The tongue of the wise is behind his heart, while the heart of the fool is behind his tongue. In Surah Ali Imran, verses 119, Allah explains the concealed animosity of the disbelievers towards the believers, which can manifest itself in their outward behavior or appearances. Where Allah says, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَلُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِنَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. But when alone, they bite their fingertips at you out of rage. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 32 of the Holy Quran, there is a specific address to women, advising them to speak in a manner that is modest and respectful when in the presence of men. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَتْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Do not be soft in speech to men, lest he in whose heart is disease should covet, but speak with appropriate speech. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the wives of prophets salawatullah alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and it is interpreted by scholars to extend to all believing women. The verse advises them to not speak in a soft or alluring tone in the presence of non-mahram men. Furthermore, they are encouraged to use qawlan ma'rufa, which refers to speaking in a respectful and appropriate manner. There is another important issue in our current era that is closely related to our discussion, and that is prejudice based on people's appearances. In today's digital world, we are constantly bombarded with images and pictures that aim to shape and influence our judgment based on their perceived value. Unfortunately, these values are often established according to an oppressive hierarchical agenda. This distortion in judgment not only affects our prejudices towards others within our community and society, but also has significant impact on our self-judgment and self-confidence. Therefore, as believers and revolutionaries who strive to bring about positive changes in our communities, societies, and the world, it is essential for us to be conscious about this phenomena and approach judgments with a critical mindset. We must be cautious of the indoctrinated judgments that we are constantly subjected to in order to avoid falling victim of false agenda. We should also be wary about developing prejudices towards fellow human beings based on factors such as their nationality, skin color, physical appearance, and so on. This is especially important when it comes to the task of inviting others towards the truth, as it requires a fair and unbiased approach. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.